Now I'd like to introduce to everyone the Chief Marketing Officer for WastePro, Mr. Ron Bacora. He's the direct marketing consultant and has owned an ad firm for 20 years prior to joining WastePro, which is a $400 million privately owned company with 2,400 employees in 7 states. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thank you, Joyce.
I appreciate you being here today. So why don't you just first tell us about your background, and I know a little bit about you, and I know that you have a lot to share with the listeners.
Well, I'm a garbage man, but I have not always been a garbage man. After I graduated from the University of Florida many years ago, I served in the United States Air Force as a Department of Defense spokesperson during the Apollo moon landing program, which is fascinating. Then took a job as a reports editor with a small company in Florida and stayed there 10 years and was really fortunate to be surrounded by some really smart people. And the company was 3 offices when I joined and 53 when I left. And I ended up becoming the director of marketing. Decided that I wanted to own my own company, so I opened a marketing consulting, advertising, and public relations firm, of which I ran for 21 years. And then I thought I was retired, but I was mistaken.
That is what I suspect brought you to WastePro.
That is correct.
And that is when you became a garbage man.
That's right. A friend of mine, John Jennings, who WastePro is a privately owned company, which gives us ability to be very flexible and very agile and do a lot of things. John came to me and said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm doing a lot of different things, but doing some consulting. And he said, well, my company has grown to the point that I'm concerned about the culture, the brand of our company, and I would like you to hang around with me for a little bit and see what you think. And one thing led to another, and I joined WastePro, and today, as we've said, our revenues are we'll close this year with about $400 million in revenue and 2,400 employees, and our footprint is in 7 southeastern states where we have 91 operating locations. A differentiation for our company is that we do not own municipal solid waste landfills, and we can talk more about that as we get into what WastePro does.
Absolutely. So I would say that your marketing background is pretty innovative for a waste company. How do you market a waste company, Ron?
Well, I think the first thing that I did was, again, I was asked to try to ensure that the culture of a second generation garbage man, John Jennings's father, came over from Ireland and ended up in New York, not as a garbage company owner, but as a garbage man on a truck. And John worked on that truck, went on to do a lot of different things, including Wall Street and advanced degrees from St. John's. But he always had an affection for the garbage business. For the culture is very simple at WastePro, and it's the best people, the best equipment, and the best service. And then how do you deliver that? First thing was, interestingly enough, to everyone, many people, particularly the senior management at WastePro, which is a very, very decentralized company. We have a very small corporate staff. Everybody has this idea of what our culture is. And so the first thing we did was test it. And we brought in a consultant who interviewed almost 70 of our employees, from our drivers to our CEO. And from that study, we determined what our core values are as a company and as individuals in a company. and we publish those. And, for example, every driver has that on his visor in the truck. We all carry the core values with us. And it was a great experience because not everything we thought our core values were that made up our culture was really true. So that gave us things to work on. And how you market, 70% of our business is in the area of residential solid waste collection, recycling, processing, and disposal. The other 30% is in the commercial market. We currently have about 1.8 million residential customers and about almost 40,000 commercial customers. We much of what you heard earlier is really true of the word of mouth. We very much believe, particularly in our residential work, that our drivers and helpers, the hoppers, the people that hop off and on the back of the truck,
Is that their official term?
that's what they call themselves. Anybody at Waste Pro has worked on a truck, including myself, and it is no easy task. But what we believe is they're the face of the company. In particularly in residential, our contracts are with cities and counties. If we get complaints, residents call their elected officials or staff because that's who they're used to calling, and we have a pretty good record of having very, very few complaints. So.
Now, Ron, you mentioned core values. Can you share some of the core values that you that bubbled up from this, and maybe some of them were surprises that you weren't anticipating?
It's not so much that they were surprises. Safety is an enormous issue to us. There were more last year. 36 garbage men were killed in the United States by people running into our vehicles. So we spent an enormous amount of money on training for safety. We run television advertisements it's a theme called Slow Down to Get Around.
That says a public service for all, not just your firm, but just...
That is correct. And we run those frequently to try to make people aware of our solid waste workers and the fact that to protect our customers also. So that's one of them. Connection to the environment and going green, which when you want to, we can talk about that. Honesty. Are we honest with our employees and with ourselves? The commitment to service and fairness. So there are a number of different things that we've really worked through.
So, all right. Well, let's go green because I do believe that Waste Pro has the largest recycling center in Georgia. Is that correct?
We do. We have in our footprint, we have two very large recycling facilities. One is in the Atlanta area, and it's about a 300,000 square foot facility that processes paper, plastic, glass, and cardboard. Much of it comes from two areas. One, we are the exclusive recycler for Hartsfield Airport International, and then we represent most of the downtown Atlanta office buildings with, you've heard of curbside, well, this is desk side recycling, where employees are actually separating recycling at their desk, and then it is taken to our plant for processing. We also have an equally as large facility in Birmingham, Alabama, and again, it's for paper, plastic, cardboard, glass. Electronic recycling, we have a partnership with a very sophisticated company that recycles electronic components. So, for us, the green part, too. Right now, two of our facilities, which are very much, people are mistaken about garbage companies and garbage facilities. Our facilities are extremely clean. Our trucks are washed daily. Our runoff from washing the trucks is recycled. Two of the facilities we have now are totally solar powered. We use something called Armor Coat, which is, it costs about $1,000 extra per truck. And what it is it's a coating that is a sleeve that goes over our hydraulic lines, because these trucks operate on a lot of hydraulics. And the last thing you want is an enormous pool of hydraulic fluid, you know, on your roadways and your yard. So that's a that's a good thing. We have just announced a few months ago our investment in, of $100 million in switching our fleet to compressed natural gas powered trucks. And that's going to be a gradual expenditure, because you have to build the fueling facilities that go with that. But what is interesting about that is when you have a fueling facilities, we are then able to offer our public sector customers the ability to fuel their vehicles if they want to use CNG-powered vehicles. We're able to offer an additional service to them so that they could fuel at our facilities rather than going to cost about $1.5 million for each facility for a fueling station. So we're like other companies. We're not the only one in the industry that has a lot of green practices, but we're serious about it.
It seems like you guys are very mindful about giving back to the community. By you're doing that, obviously, to improve the environment, but also there's a component that serves your clients.
Absolutely. The other part of giving back to our community, again, being privately held, gives us an advantage. What we like to do is we like to hire locally. We like to spend our money locally, and our local divisions are all authorized to do that. The only thing that we lately really buy in bulk is diesel fuel. And of course, we're going to be converting the fleet, but you know, we it's imperative for us to have. We spent $20 million last year just on diesel fuel. So it's to be competitive without landfills. We have to offer service, and we have to offer a lot back to our communities.
Wow, you guys got a lot going on there. That's some big business. $20 million in fuel.
It is. You know, it's big business, but it's delivered at the local level. And like I say, we have less than 40 people in our corporate office. That's, for a company our size, that is not very many people. There are companies our size that have hundreds of people in there. So it's a very, very decentralized, lots of communication. We have something else that, when we talk about safety, we're the only company in our industry that, for our drivers, if you go 3 years without a violation, meaning a ticket, an accident, or what we call a legitimate complaint, you're eligible for a $10,000 bonus. And in the last 4 years, we've given out 48 of those $10,000 bonuses to our drivers. Because, again, it comes back to service, it comes back to safety, and we're real serious about it. And that comes directly from, you know, our president, John Jennings. He's been doing this for his entire career.
Sounds like WastePro is very community-minded, for sure. And I have had the pleasure of meeting John Jennings, and he's just in a... amazing entrepreneur is the understatement, because the WastePro is 10 years old. That's correct, right?
We are only 10 years old, and all of that has been achieved in that time. In John's career, and he's worked with other companies, and he's owned other companies, and he once worked with the largest waste collection company in the United States, which is a public company, and it didn't work out very well to John or with John, and that's how he formed WastePro. He's the company culture is very addictive. That's how I got from riding around with him for a week to working harder now than I did with my own company for 20 years.
Well, he's set a big vision, and he's good at getting people to buy into that.
That he is.
Good for him. So with cities and counties, there's a big shift towards privatization. What is WastePro's stance on that? What's the pros and cons of counties doing that?
Well, you know, in privatization, and of course right now, the window is sort of wide open for privatization because our municipalities and counties are suffering terribly with their revenues. That's not to say that privatization is for every city or county. I think the things to look for are an honest analysis of what the savings could be. For example, for the city of Hollywood, Florida, which we privatized 2 years ago, we hired all of their employees. Well, that's not fair to say. We offered all of their employees in their solid waste department jobs. We offered to buy their equipment, and we did that. And their savings are, you know, this is a pretty dense city, but upwards to $5 million a year, which is a significant savings, and they're getting better service. Everybody is, you know, proud of what they do. Sometimes it's difficult to convince cities and counties that they should privatize, and not every, you know, it's not for every city and county. You know, where, and then once you privatize it too, you end up competing for the work. It's not like the work is never competed for, but it can save a significant amount of money, and it can improve service, and it can create a partner with a vendor like a WastePro or one of our competitors that have a lot of resources. One of the things that I think cities and counties maybe could do better is to kind of network their resources with vendors such as ourselves. We have, and this is not only to WastePro, but we have programs where our drivers and hoppers go through training with, for example, in Lee County, Florida, with the Lee County Sheriff's Department. They go through a training course so they can be aware of what to look for and to report what's going on, because we're on the streets, and we're on the streets generally very early, not so much late, but we have dozens of those community watch patrol programs going. And we support also hundreds of local organizations, and we have some resources so that we can give back to the communities that we work in. So
you really invest in the communities that you become a part of.
We think it's good business, and we think it's good to do, period. But it is very much good business to do that. I think we build loyalty with our customers through doing that. It's interesting that much of our work in the public sector is based on bid proposals. In the last 2 years, we have been selected many times when we're not the low bid, because of many other programs and services that we can provide. It's a fascinating business, and I don't know if you saw it, but just recently 60 Minutes did a segment, I mean real recently, a segment on homelessness and actually my hometown, Central Florida, and with people living in cars, and it was a follow-up to a segment that had been done. As it turns out, one of the people that were interviewed got a job with Waste Pro, and this is a fellow by the name of D'Angelo Coates and his wife Victoria and his three daughters, and they came from Washington, D.C., and ended up in a homeless shelter. When he got the job with, fortunately, he had a commercial driver's license. When he got the job with Waste Pro, we did not know that he was in a homeless shelter, and he's a very proud individual. We were contacted by, actually, CBS, and they did the follow-up to this program, and it's a huge success. This year, he'll make, in his first year, $40,000. This coming weekend, they're moving into, thanks to help from Waste Pro in the community, a fully furnished townhouse. And he's a great worker, and they deserve every bit of it. So there are jobs in our industry available.
Sounds like a great victory. Yeah, good for Waste Pro and good for CBS and everyone involved for helping get that family settled.
Good for D'Angelo Coates, who is just a superb individual and a great employee.
Great. Well, what does the future hold for Waste Pro?
More of the same. Our competitors say, well, they're just a flash in the pan in 10 years. You know, only 10 years old, they're going to sell the company. They're going to go public, neither of which will happen. And if for no other reason, John Jennings' son, Sean, who is graduating from University of Alabama next year, is going to work in the company. He's worked on the back of a truck during summers, and so there's a family heritage in the company, and that will ensure. And we like the control and the flexibility.
Great. Well, now I'm going to shift into your X factor, Ron. What is it that makes Ron Bacora unique, and what do you bring to Waste Pro that nobody else can bring?
I think the X factor is pay attention. I've always paid attention. I've always surrounded myself with people smarter than I am, which wasn't too hard to do. I don't ever give up. I'm very persistent, and I like organization. I think that those things, and being thorough is really important, but really the most important thing is, you know, I found that a lot of people can come up with plans and ideas, but if you can't execute them, it really doesn't mean anything. And so the ability to execute whatever you come up with in an environment that involves consensus and, that type of thing is really everything. You got to be able to execute.
Got to be able to execute. So is that your advice to all the listeners out there? Get out there and get busy? Or do you have another gem for us?
No, I think that is it. I think that, is when you have a plan and you arrive at the plan, the key is to execute that plan. And then you need to be flexible. If it doesn't work out exactly the way you thought it would be, which it won't, you need to be able to turn on a dime. Our company, at least as applies to Waste Pro, can turn on a dime. We were asked, as kind of a final example of service, we were asked just recently on a Friday if we could service 22,000 homes in the city of Port Orange, Florida, because the current hauler said that unless the contract was re-signed immediately, they weren't going to pick up on the next Tuesday. This is Friday. On Tuesday, we were picking up solid waste in the city of Port Orange, 22,000 homes with very few complaints. So if you're a public company, we never would be able to do that. We can do what we want to do. And, we're serious about it, but we like to have fun, too.
There you go. I think that's the entrepreneurial blood running throughout the whole company. It's very evident.
I hope so. I think that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. And on that, Ron, I'm going to say thank you for joining us today. And I'd like to offer you the opportunity to give out Waste Pro's website or any other contact information you'd like to share.
The easiest way to learn about Waste Pro is to look at our website, which is wasteprousa.com. Very simple.
Got it. Great job, Ron. Appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, Joyce.
Guess what, Georgia? Recycling just got easier thanks to the team at Waste Pro. Whether it's tossing items into your curbside container at home, being environmentally friendly at the workplace, or properly disposing of your recyclables while at local events, Waste Pro can serve all your recycling collection and processing needs. Waste Pro also provides residential and commercial solid waste collection, processing, and disposal. Waste Pro cares for the communities we serve and truly are the waste professionals. Call us in Athens at 706-227-3222 or in Atlanta at 770-777-1447.